We go to rural Pennsylvania for this next story about a program that gets disabled veterans out of their hospital beds and out of doors for some fresh air and recreation. The need for recreational rehabilitation programs is growing to help injured vets reacclimate after war. In this case, two brothers with nearly 60 years of military service between them are taking recovering service members hunting. Janelle Pfeiffer of WESA reports.
Marine and amputee Jake Dopperke positions his wheelchair at the end of a clearing, and he and his guide send hen calls across the Pennsylvania countryside. The 26-year-old Dopperke is taking part in the Leak Hunting and Mountain Preserve's annual turkey hunt.
Coming outdoors is kind of a realization that the outdoor world and the life that I used to live before I was injured continues to exist.
Dopperke lost both legs below the knee in Afghanistan in 2011, and he and military vets like him are the reason Ed Fisher, a retired Army colonel, and his family started this adaptive hunting program in 2007.
When we first started, it was about getting them out of the hospital, hunting and fishing, but it's become more than that now. It's a healing process.
The Leak Preserve sits on 250-plus acres in a wooded valley just a couple miles south of the New York border. When Fisher and his wife bought the land, he'd recently retired from the Army after 27 years.
I just felt like there was a hole in my chest. I was missing something.
Fisher was troubled by seeing so many young people come back with serious injuries from recent wars. So he and his brother Lou, who served 3 decades in the Coast Guard, decided to invest their own money to start a program to help veterans heal. You see, Fisher's own dad lost his right leg at age 12 due to a gunshot accident at home.
I tell folks, you know, it's kind of funny, but I tell them that when I grew up, I thought everybody's father, a dad, had a wooden leg. You know, it didn't make any difference because it never stopped my father once.
For physically disabled vets, Leak has special equipment like lighter weight guns and track wheelchairs meant for off-roading. It's one of those Dopperke uses to climb through the wooded hills. He's been hospitalized for about 6 months and still has a long road ahead.
There's no medication that's out there that's available that's like smelling the salt air or seeing the countryside when you're outdoors and you're hunting.
Chris, how you doing?
No turkeys yet.
A little grayer.
But it's less about the hunt and more about the camaraderie. For 21-year-old Marine and double amputee Brandon Long, it's simply about spending time with guys who get it.
Like, in my situation, they know what I'm going through, so when I say my feet hurt, they're not looking at me like, what are you talking about? They actually understand.
Every year during the turkey hunt, locals are invited to Leak's annual fundraiser that helps keep the program free. Things like a $10 bill signed by the Fishers go for $220. But Fisher wants to keep the program small to give the guys the attention they need.
They go fight a war and then come back and they might be missing a limb or have some type of horrible injury. Well, that's the new dad and mom.
So far, the program has only invited male vets because there was so little room for housing. But Fisher's recently bought a new trailer, which will host Leak's first female veteran when she goes black powder hunting in October. For NPR News, I'm Janelle Pfeiffer in Oswego, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.